AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Bells are ringing. There are gun salutes. Britons across the UK are paying respects to Queen Elizabeth as the nation begins a period of mourning. The AP's Karen Chamas is in London.
Outside the gates of Buckingham Palace, mourners gathered to lay flowers in remembrance of the Queen. British citizen Giles Cudmore explained her death has a personal impact on him.
She's just been a constant through everything that's good and bad. And she's just been the foundation of my life, the country.
Londoner Mariam Sherwani also feels a personal connection to the monarch.
She looks like my grandma. She kind of feels like that as well.
Further down the main avenue, facing Buckingham Palace, London black taxis lined up to honour the Queen. One cab driver became overwhelmed with emotion.
She's the only constant we've all had in our lives. I just want to show me respect.
Karen Chamas, London.
Last night at a concert in Toronto, Elton John paid tribute to Queen Elizabeth, calling her a person who led with grace, decency, and a genuinely caring warmth.
I'm 75, she's been with me all my life, and I feel very sad that she won't be with me anymore. But I'm glad she's at peace, and I'm glad she's at rest, and she deserves this work bloody hard.
King Charles greeted well-wishers at Buckingham Palace this morning and looked at some of the huge pile of floral tributes left in honor of his mother. A Tennessee man accused of killing 4 people and wounding 3 others in a live-stream shooting rampage in Memphis was granted a public defender. A Michigan election board has placed an abortion rights proposal on the fall ballot. The UN's atomic watchdog is calling for an immediate safety zone at Ukraine's besieged nuclear power plant. This is AP News. The Forest Service is resuming its practice of intentionally lighting fires to clear brush and small trees from forested areas nationwide. Prescribed fires were put on a 3-month hiatus to review the risks of runaway wildfires after a devastating fire was sparked by the federal government near Las Vegas, New Mexico. Forest Service Chief Randy Moore tells the AP there are new safeguards.
As soon as we lift this pause, everyone is not going to go to prescribed burning. It's going to be only where conditions allow us to and where we don't have a lot of fire activity in a particular area.
Permission to light fires and other communications will be standardized to avoid missteps.
We just need to do our due diligence and making sure that the models that we're using are appropriate, that we recognize that the changing conditions in our environment are being considered.
Moore says the agency won't back away from prescribed fires, which he calls a crucial tool in reducing the buildup of combustible material. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.